Well, before I get to Cliff and Gary, Sammy brought up a good point about the chemistry that you guys have. I want you guys to talk about that a little bit, because it was really obvious when we all got together in Denver. But you guys really do have a special chemistry, don't you?
Yeah, it's been interesting because, you know, things have kind of moved quickly for us over the last couple of years, and we've had a couple of shifts in, you know, having a few personnel changeovers, you know, about 2 years ago. So this group, as it is, I want to say in November, it would be like the first show we played was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're at that point again where a lot of the interpersonal kinks are worked out. And the founding members of the band, we kind of went through it early on, and we got it all out of our system, you know, like me and Ricky had it out, and then me and Mike had it out, and maybe I'm the common thread, who knows? But at that point, you know, I was the only girl in the band, and, you know, kind of felt like I had to put my feet down and make my own space for myself. But, you know, I've learned and grown through that, and I think it's what it is that we got to the point where we just decided we weren't going to give up on each other, even when things get hard. And when you're in a band and you're spending that much time together, you know, theoretically you're practicing a lot, that kind of thing. We've been getting together at least once a week for years now. And it's a lot of hours in the same room. And those relationships change after you get comfortable with each other. You start, you know, it's a little easier to, you know, poke a little too hard at somebody. But we just kind of make sure that if there's something going on, we chase it down, we figure it out, and we don't let that stuff win, and we don't let that stuff have more time than it's worth. You know, we make sure that we take care of each other as, you know, family, and do what we can for each other, and make sure that at the end of the day, that people are the most important thing around. So,
yeah. And Crystal, just for the record, it wasn't you, it was them. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I have that in writing?
Get a haircut, hippie.
That ain't gonna happen.
Don't do it.
That ain't happening. All right. So heard it from Crystal, and actually, you know, I'm thinking, you know, Ben, guys, chime in. Tell me what it's like to be a part of this family.
So this is Tony. Everything Crystal said was really, really apropos, and I think it's really important. I've been in a lot of bands where people are all kind of in the same boat but rowing in different directions. I've been in bands where I really didn't like the people I was with, but I stuck it out just because, you know, I can get along with people. But one of the things that was really nice and why I knew this was going to be great before I even really joined is because I already knew Ricky, I already knew Ben, and I mean, they were the people I couldn't stand in the previous band, but still, I figured, you know, I got through it once, so I can get through it again. No, seriously, I knew I love everybody in the band. I didn't know Crystal at the time. Well, I knew her from going out to see shows. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I met Mike, but I didn't know Mike that well at all. And
when we poached Ben out of your band,
yeah, that could have been it.
We went to a concert together.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. At the White
Room. It was Jeffrey and the Tubans.
Yeah. Nice. I think that's really important for a lot of bands to realize is that, you know, don't waste your time unless you just want to play. If you're going to really go on the road and spend a lot of time with people, make sure they're people you can hang with, because all the bad stuff is going to come out when you spend a lot of time with people. And, you know, it's just kind of the way it works. There are great musicians all over the place, but you got to find somebody that you really care about and that you can kind of give each other enough. You care enough to give each other grace to where, you know, you're going to be okay. And as Crystal said, you watch out for each other and take care of each other.
Very cool. No, it was definitely obvious that you guys actually like each other. I've been in that boat where the music was great, but the friendships weren't. And so it's cool to see that. All right.
Yeah, that can only go so far. That'll show itself. It will rear its ugly head at some point. So you got to be able to either work through that or, you know, be able to shake hands and move on. So.
You'll be super friends in the music section. Yeah,
you know, great friends in the music section.
That's the other option, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's see. We've got Cliff Wheeler, Gary Orlando from the Cliff Wheeler Band on the line. Cliff, have you had a chance to listen to what I get to play here in a little bit?
I have, and very impressed. I've already expressed that to Mike, which is good to meet all of you guys from the Limberlost Band. Very cool tune. Very cool tune, and I like it. It's going to do well.
Thanks, Cliff.
Hey, hey.
We got something else to talk about a little bit, though, don't we?
Yeah, I'm just going to step back I'll let you guys do that.
So Mike hit me up. Go ahead, Mike.
No, you too. You tell, man. It's better coming from you. I like your accent. You sound way cooler than I do.
Hell yeah! All you got to do is grow up in North Carolina, brother. That's all it takes. But,
there you go.
So Mike hit me up a few weeks back and with a idea, and I think all the Music Mafia family knows, the familia knows, is that we're down to play with anybody that we can that's part of the familia, and but he had an idea of leading up to the ISA show and award show, which we were already scheduled to play at, about doing a little mini tour. And so we're working on putting together, Chaz is involved from Wicked Tree, so it'll be a three-band bill, and we're going to try to put this thing together right now, as I understand it, at a minimum, it'll start in Richmond, Virginia, and then we're going to hit Raleigh, then Charlotte, then Atlanta for the pre-party, where we'll be playing at the pre-party, and then Limberlost will be playing on the main stage at the big show. And so we're super excited about it. I've already hit up some venues, and out here they just don't book that far in advance, but they were like, just hit us up in March and we'll put something together. So we're excited about that. It's going to be cool.
Could be right.
Yeah, it was really cool when Cliff was like snapped right up, said hell yeah, you know. It was and Kaz, you know, just one of the cool things about it is, and I got to say this, and I know I've said this to you before, if it wasn't for what you guys do, that wouldn't be happening right now.
Right.
So
yep, true that.
Really appreciate that. Really appreciate what you guys bring, Music Mafia. You know, your door is wide open, and yeah, you know, you do put some, you do vet the stuff that walks through the door, and that's a good thing. But you know what? It's you bring us together in such a way that if people are willing to reach out to each other and take those chances, you know, this kind of stuff can happen. So, and I'm hoping Chaz gets on here pretty soon if he isn't already. But you know, Wicked Tree was like all over it, and I think there's a if anybody in the music family knows, there's, you know, those two bands are freaking amazing, and I think we make a really good contrast. It's going to be a heck of a show.
And you know, speak of the devil, I think that badass bass player just joined us. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, you guys?
What's up, Chad?
What's up, Chad?
What's going on, man? One coast to another, man. I'm kind of sort of here on the other side of the world. What's happening, you guys?
Not much, man. Did you choke all that smoke out of your lungs yet? Been out here. How long were you out here fighting fires?
God, I was out there. I've been out there for a few weeks. I'm going back tomorrow, man. I got 2 week reprieve to get the smoke out, and then I'm heading back to Northern California to see what's left up there.
Wow,
oh, man! Yeah, true smoke jumper right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's up? How's you guys doing, man?
Doing good, brother.
Having a good time. It's been a fun show. Yeah. Lots of people.
So glad you could make it, brother.
Yeah, Cliff was just telling everybody about the plans y'all have for next summer.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty cool. I mean, you know, Cliff Clavin and us, and then Limberlost going to try and do something together at three prior to the ISSA gig. I think it's going to be a pretty good pairing. And I listened to Limberlost, and then we have Cliff as well too, Cliff Wheeler, and his son Garrett, my man. Anyhow, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be a really good time. I think we're going to have a lot of good stuff going on. Hopefully, this COVID stuff will settle down, and we'll be able to get out and do some stuff. And even if not, we're planning to do like a live broadcast with you guys as well too at some point in time, hopefully before the end of the year at some point soon, so we can kind of do live shows with them and us and a bunch of other people and stuff out there. That's going to be kind of pretty cool.
Yeah, tell Kirby give me a call.
Yeah, no doubt. I think he might even be listening. I think the guys are listening. I laid my bass tracks down done, so my shit is done for a couple new songs that we're doing. So now it's up to Derek to put his guitars down, and then I think that's going to be it. So we've got, as far as we're concerned, we have like three new in the pipeline. And I keep saying, we're like fucking Tool, man. It's like, oh, the EP's going to be done next week or next year. It's like, yeah, bullshit, whatever. So anyhow, so it's going to come out, I think, prior to December, maybe. We'll see. For the holiday season. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out. But there'll be some cool artwork on there. And hopefully we'll have the thing done. And it's going to be kind of interesting. There's a lot of stuff. I ripped off some stuff off the California AM radio. So you'll hear some, like, weird things on this EP or whatever it is. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Getting with Mikey, man, and it's just, like, listening to Limberlost. It's like, you guys, you know, it's so cool because you guys have the northern west coast sound. It still reminds me of like Jeff Tate and all those guys up there doing their thing, man. It's really, really cool. Your latest one that you guys just did, that you sent to me earlier, was fucking amazing, man. It just like was just blew my mind. Have you guys played that yet on here or no?
No, I'll be playing it probably
not yet, man.
Probably in about a half hour or so.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, everybody's in store for a big treat because this song, I think I've probably listened to a lot of your stuff. I think two of my favorites of yours are Long Shadows and then Thin Clouds. Babylon's pretty cool. I like that one. It's probably one of my other favorites as well, too. Did a good cover of, like, Jolene was good. But, yeah, those other two songs I really dig. But this one that you just sent was like, oh, man, this is – you guys really worked it up, and what a professional job you did, man. I just can't say I'm just totally blown away by it, man. So if you guys haven't heard it, out there in radio land, you're in for a freaking treat, man. It's a really well-crafted song.
Oh, we appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Your vocals, I mean, it's cool because your vocals are so, I don't know how to say it. It's really well done. I mean, the guitar work, the bass work, everybody, of course, the drums, yeah, they're good. But it's so layered and so well done. It's just, starts from the beginning and just goes on into it, man. And the end is just like, wow, man, that was just so cool. I really like it a lot.
Crystal does her vocal tracks in the closet.
Yeah.
You had to get Tony out of there first. Yeah.
He was coming up. All right, so.
Here we go.
It's beginning.
Taz has hung out with us enough to know that there's a point of no return with Limberlost in an interview.
I promise, Mike, I'd try and keep it just this side of that point, but I've only got so much control. So Chaz, let me tell you who all we got on the line, because has Bethany shown up yet?
Brittany?
No,
Brittany is not here yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, so she's still on the road, but we've also got Cliff and Gary from the Cliff Wheeler Band.
Yo, Gary, man, Cliff and Band, cool.
And then hanging out with us also, Mr. Sammy Shafi.
Nice.
Hey, I'm still here.
I know. I can still see him,
Sammy.
So. I'm going to say this right now, and you know, I mean, I do this, and I'm exposed to hundreds of great artists, but I got to tell you right now that I have what I consider to be probably the four of the top six or seven bands that we play here at Music Mafia Radio represented on this call right now. And that goes out to all y'all. I mean, I would
you see, Cliff,
I'm getting there. But by the time I get down there, I'll be talking just like you. Yeah. But I would pay big money in a heartbeat to see any one of the four bands by themselves. I would pay even more to see any combination of the four. But you guys, I mean, Limberlost, well, no, let me do this the right way. I can't remember who it was mentioned Aliens before. But Aliens was like the second or third indie song that I came across when I started on this whole Cosmic Debris journey. And so I'm a huge Blue Helix fan. I'm a huge Sammy Shoffy fan. Limberlost wasn't too far behind that. I've gotten to know Cliff's my brother. You know, it's like family. And then there's these guys up in the Northeast that put out some pretty damn cool rock stuff themselves. I mean, to me, you guys represent everything that's good about indie music. And it kind of applies in this way. I'm pleased as hell, Sammy, that you finally got a band that you feel you can work with. And I know that that's going to be great. But I see that camaraderie, that Limberlost camaraderie in Wicked Tree and in the Cliff Wheeler band. I mean, they're all like mini families. And to see you guys collaborating together, that's why I do what I do. So to all y'all, see, I'm getting really good at it. I just want you to know that seeing you guys all working together really does my heart good, and in knowing that in some small way, Music Mafia Radio was able to get you guys connected.
Nice. Amen to that. Yeah, I got to back up for a quick. So go ahead, Cliff.
The Mafia family has done so much for us. I mean, honestly, you guys got us started. We weren't even a band. We were just some friends that got together and recorded some music, and you guys really sort of made us a band. And I reached out to Sammy about a year ago and said, man, if you ever get out this way, you know, we'll do something together, acoustic, full band, whatever you want to do. And we're always down to play with other great musicians. And, you know, one thing I think that is a little bit changed about the music industry, and especially on the indie side, is, it used to be like a competition, and you always wanted to just outshine the other bands that you were playing for. And at least in my experience, I'm one of the senior members of this conversation, except for the guy sitting beside me. He's more senior.
Yeah.
But now it's more like a spirit of cooperation, that we're all doing this to make great music and to have a great time. And, and that's what it should be all about. And that's why, like I said, when Mike hit me up and was like, yeah, you want to try to put together a little mini tour? I was like, hell yeah, man, we're down. I said, I can tell you that without even talking to the band. Yeah, we're down. Let's do it.
I do got to back up a second here, Cliff, and make sure you caught something. Make sure those ticket prices are appropriate, because Kaz is willing to pay a lot.
That's right. We're going to have a special pickling. Just for Kaz.
That's what Kaz said.
That's those special guest tickets. Just think that.
I'll pay the VIP.
No special guest tickets. No special guest tickets. Everybody pays in advance.
I'll pay VIP prices. That's fine.
And a lot.
I'll pay for the VIP tickets. Yeah.
Don't you worry, buddy. I'll put you on the guest list.
You see,
always. If I'm in the show, you're always on the guest list. That's not annoying.
We have such
I'll sneak you and Jenny through the window through the bathroom.
Well, you know, let's see. We've seen you with Blue Helix twice, but what was really cool, you know, what meant more to me were the conversations that we've been able to have, and again to this entire group, you know. We've been able to sit down and have some really good conversations about music and about life and stuff like that. And you all share something that is real special. You know, I gave up on the whole performing thing a long time ago. And to see you guys all being right on the cusp of what I believe is breakthrough. And that goes for all y'all. You know, it's really, really great to see, and I love y'all, I do. All right,
we love you.
So Cliff, you made an announcement. Was it earlier today, or was it yesterday?
It was actually late yesterday. Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and share?
So, we have been 100% independent for, the band's only been together, just shy of 3 years, as a band. We've recorded the initial songs in, late 2016, but, so we've stayed and we've resisted doing any kind of management deals, doing any kind of, and we had some pretty big stuff thrown at us right off the bat, which was pretty scary, and I'm certainly glad we didn't do it. But we did sign a management deal, and now we're doing a label and distribution deal. And actually, Limberlost and the Cliff Wheeler Band are distributed through The Orchard, which is Sony Music, which is pretty cool. So, we share that in common, but, so we got a single coming out, next Friday that will be the first one that has not been 100% independent. And, we're really proud of it. I think you might've got a sneak peek of it while we were out doing shots by the pit fire last Saturday night. But,
I got to sit in the truck and listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty cool tune, and we're proud of it. And we spend a little more time on this one than we do most of them, but we got a whole lot of things going on. Gary's working on some solo stuff, and Garrett is doing his own thing too. And so this is just it's like you said, man, it's just a great big family and we're just putting out music as hard as we can. But we're excited about the new tune coming out, and hope you guys will go check it out, and hope you like it.
And I get a pretty good shot that they'll probably hear it here on Music Mafia Radio. It's on, you know, some point. I'll probably get around to playing it. And I heard it's freaking killer. It is absolutely killer. So Gary, I did hear G bitching about having to rehearse for your stuff.
Yeah.
He said,
I mean, I'm quiet. I'm always in the background, man.
He's making me do some really hard shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's rock.
And I can't wait to hear it.
You know,
I know.
All right, you will.
All right, so Gary doesn't talk much, so I'm gonna talk for him. Garrett called me when he left the studio yesterday. They've been recording all week, and when he left the studio yesterday, as soon as he got in the truck, he called me, and he said, "I just got to tell you, this stuff that Gary is recording is freaking insane." And and if Garrett says that, because he's a pretty established bass player, he means it. And so I haven't heard the track that they've been working on the last few days, but I've heard the other three tracks that they've done, and it's sweet. It's going to be good.
Cool. I can't wait. I can't wait, and I know I'll get it, and that's all cool. All right, Mike, I think I'm gonna. You wanted to do it. I think it's time, dude. I think it's time.
You think it's time?
I think it's time.
All right.
I think it's time. I got a great group of people on here right now, and we got a bunch of folks listening in. I saw Kirby. I saw Toss in there. And I know we got a bunch of folks listening in the shadows. And while they wanted to hear your voices, I think they also wanted to hear your music. So I get to do something pretty cool here. And Mike, this is like first time anywhere, right?
Yeah.
That's correct, sir.
First time anywhere. I'm so stoked.
God.
Before you get started here, there's a person sitting in here that was a big part of all of this, so I want to acknowledge David.
Well, wait.
Don't be running away from
him. Put him front and center for a minute. We can wait a couple minutes. No, front and center, dude. Because I got to ask you, because you've been involved with these guys, you know, on the back end of all this stuff. Tell me, or tell everybody. You know, what's it been like working with Limberlost these last few songs?
No, don't tell him, Dave.
How much time you got, Cos?
I've thrown up a lot, and it's because of you, Dave. I've thrown up a lot in music.
I've been
with the band from the beginning, all right? It's kind of a strange story. It was like on a Wednesday night, in December or January? Ricky Dunn calls me and comes over and goes, you know, I've been playing in this band and it broke up, and we had these great songs, and I would like to record them for posterity's sake, right? And I said, well, okay, who's going to play drums? Who's going to play bass? Who's going to sing? He goes, well, I thought you'd play drums, and I could get our buddy Phil Suggs to play bass. And I said, well, okay, so let me hear something. He goes, well, I got to come back. I'll bring it back Friday. This is a Wednesday. So Friday, he shows up with Mike Burt. And we started listening to some of the demos, and we're about halfway through Thin Cloud, and I just stopped the play, and I go, you know, if you're not recording with that girl, you're insane. So that reformed the band, and we started recording like a song every 2 months, and so I've been here from the beginning, and it's been a grueling process for everyone, including me, you know. And it's been a great ride, and getting better all the time. The music's getting better all the time, and the recording's getting better all the time. So that, right?
It's all his fault.
No, I don't take complete responsibility.
Well, and knowing Mike, you shouldn't take complete responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Somebody else just joined us too, Cos.
Hello. I'm here.
Oh,
hi.
Hi.
I'm here finally in person. I've been in here in spirit the whole time, listening on the radio myself. So I get to join in myself. Hi.
Hi, Brittany. It's nice to hear your voice. You know, I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to meet you in Denver, but it was for all the right reasons because you have your new little addition to spoil to death. And just don't let Uncle Mike, you know, don't let Uncle Mike too close.
Oh, no, we definitely maintain our 6 feet from Mike.
Okay. That was before COVID, though. Yeah.
And then the governor told us to.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Something about that restraining order.
I think.
But our little mascot's actually here with us. So if you hear a little coo here or there, he's here.
Oh, man.
A little limber journey.
Limber journey.
Well, so good. You're just in time because I'm getting ready to play it. And what I'm going to do is typically we would talk, like, you know, offline and all. I'm not going to do that this time. And the music should actually come through. So for those of you that and if you turn on the station, you're going to get like a minute delay. So it'll get really weird on you. But I get to do this like right now.
Hi.
So here.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm ready.
So here, for the first time anywhere, world premiere, brand new from Limberlost. And when we get done, with it, I want you guys ready to be able to talk about the story, not only behind this, but a few of the other things that are associated with this. Here for the first time on, well, any radio station. Here it is, Limberlost with Good Fight.